breakup. Yikes.
What is going on, Bricky Nation? Here we are. I don't even, half of you don't even know who we are. Wow. This is the Storybrooke Circus. I am the Mackie Mouse.
I am Isla.
And we are basically strangers to many of you. So this would normally be where I say what episode number this is. But we haven't put an episode out in months that are too many to count. So we're kind of coming back in, right? And this is our we're back story.
Sort of.
We're back a dinosaur story. Sort of. We just finished talking off the air about how nobody knows the We're Back a Dinosaur Story reference and that we both use it all the time because we're...
It is an underrated movie, like, and I don't know why it flew so under the radar.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly because I actually think that it was a super fun piece of my childhood that I do not regret having. It's something that I always loved.
I agree. I don't even know how to talk on this thing anymore. I'm going to be so honest. Like, I want to be so honest right now. I feel like I'm walking into, like, a reunion.
I am trying to remember how to hit all the buttons that I need to hit without, like, destroying the recording. And it seems like my recording is a little bit too loud because I forgot how to record for radio. Welcome, everyone, to our crash course on how to make a podcast. Oh, hello, Harper Jane. I don't have a Harper Jane son. Oh, no.
Hey.
I'll put it in post.
I'm recording.
Pretend Bluey's playing. Hi, Harper Jane.
Mackie says hi.
Hi.
I love you so much.
Do you
want
to tell the people what you've been up to? Where are you going in the fall?
Kindergarten.
What?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten? Why? How old are you now?
Five.
Oh, my gosh. 5 years old? Mm-hmm. Wow, amaze. Love ya.
There she goes. Bye-bye, Harper Jane.
I guess she's not as microphone shy as she used to be. Wow, all right.
Sure is not. I love that. We are... oh, she has more show and tell.
What are you
She wants to play.
Are you recording too? What are you doing?
Yeah. She's got a beautiful Princess Peach shirt on. It's very, very lovely.
You sound like a little minion.
I like
it. Are you speaking Minionese?
Gotta love it. Yeah, that's great. You're doing great. She's doing great. Ladies and gentlemen.
Harper Jane.
Harper Jane. So, okay. For those of you who don't know, this is a Once Upon a Time television show podcast. And I'm not going to say it used to be. It still is. However, we have unfortunately had to make some... we had an unintentional hiatus just due to schedules and random things that happened in our lives. So now we are trying to figure out how to get back on the wagon, so to speak, and figure out how to make some more content because we really, really love doing this. And we love all of the people who have contributed to this over the past couple years, many of which are still kicking it in the Discord.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to show y'all up honestly and candidly. We're going to have an open conversation with everybody. We miss you guys. We miss podcasting. We miss recording with each other. There was nothing that happened with SBC that caused this. It was like truly all outside life elements that just attacked the schedule to shit.
So I guess, okay, let's talk about that first, right? Let's, what has been happening? So according to my calculations, the last podcast that we released was in November. So,
and like so much has happened since November.
So much has happened. So tell us a little bit about your life since winter of last
year. Yeah, you know what? Actually, let's start with me because we'd rather end with you on a good note because your reason for being on a hiatus is way better than mine. I've had a lot of like health issues going on that I just decided to really not share with the world. And I was really trying to keep it between me, myself, and my close friends and family. But it, you know, kind of came to a head at the end of last year and continued into this year. And now, you know, I'm fixing that. I'm having a super fun surgery. If you've ever heard of it, it's called a hysterectomy. We're yeeting those organs that are no longer needed in my body, and we're happy about it. A lot of feelings, a lot of rejection went into this. I do not take that this is being handled lightly. This is a big deal. I'm just very done and very excited. So we're coming up on some free time that our free time is overlapping. So we've decided to take this time now to try to regroup and fix ourselves. But what else have I been doing? I've been raising this 5-year-old. She is killing it.
Just a beautiful queen.
I just celebrated 5 years of marriage to my husband. That was another huge milestone. I'm reading a lot of books.
You're reading a lot is an understatement.
Yeah.
You are your own library now.
Reading an obnoxious amount of books, but it has really helped me. I'm also writing a book, which is very exciting.
She's
an author now. So we're doing it.
And how is that going, by the way?
It's going really well. I'm really excited. You know what? This will be an SVC exclusive. If any of you share this, I'll find you and I'll cut you. Her name is Margot, and that is my female main character's name. Her name is Margot, and I love her so deeply. I feel like we are best friends. It's kind of like when you get casted at Walt Disney World and you become friends with like Winnie the Pooh or something. I'm friends with Margot. She is me, and I am her. And I'm really excited for everybody to find out more about her.
And you can say no. Are you willing to share how it is spelled?
Margot.
Okay. There's a lot of different ways to spell Margot.
It's true. Yes. So yeah, Margot.
I love that. I love that so much. Thank you for sharing the exclusive. I love.
Yeah.
You get a little taste in there. I am so excited for many things about this book. I love that you're doing this project. It's so artsy and so creative, and I know a lot about what goes in on the inside of your brain. So to see that manifest out into fiction is very exciting for me. We've been friends a long time, long enough for me to take some guesses as to how that would manifest. And so to see it actually play out is really cool.
Yeah, you don't want to be inside my head on any given day. So just wait until I see what I put on paper.
Oh, I'm so pumped. And you're also one of the funniest people that I know. So that's also, I don't care if you're writing a horror novel, it's still going to come out because that's just your personality.
It would be like if Aubrey Plaza starred in a horror movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would stop everything to go get that book. And I'm going to. So anyway, yeah, there's your SBC exclusive. So for me, many things are going on. I still have the same job that I had. However, although I guess there is some more schedule intensive things with it. I have more responsibilities. I'm doing more things, right? But the real big thing is because Taryn and I will be expecting a little friend for Harper Jane very, very soon now.
Oh my gosh. So yay. I'm gonna cry.
I know. This is also, I guess, an SBC exclusive. Not in that SBC is exclusively the one to know about this because the internet knows, but it's the first people that I'm like telling like this. You know what I mean?
Oh
like,
my gosh, group. This is your announcement.
I'm announced because I like put announcements on that. Like
also, had, like, can you just say announcements? You were very vague about it. You're having a baby.
Oh, that we are having a baby. Yes,
okay, it's not like a puppy or anything.
Yeah. It's a, we didn't like buy a parakeet for Harper Jane.
Taryn's pregnant.
Yeah, Taryn is pregnant. We are having a baby girl. And at the time of this recording, we are just about single digit days
you
away
are like
from...
At any day could be baby day point.
Yes. We're a single digit days away from, like, I'm going to get a call and have to stop everything and go to the hospital. Like, that's like, how close we are right
it's
now.
It's almost we're D-Day. Like, yeah, it's almost
we're like
the day.
36 weeks and change right now. So that has really kept it basically. And funnily enough, we found out, and so I actually have an excuse, so no one come for me. We found out like right around Thanksgiving, and our last episode was the beginning of November, and like everything changed, like our whole world changed, right? So we couldn't figure out, like, you know, winter was crazy. We were trying to figure out travel and Christmas and what was going on, and we were telling our family and friends, and it was just so much happening. And then we came back from, you know, from the break to the new year, and then we were like, oh my god, we have to get all these things prepared. And it's gone in a snap. Like, we've been, you know, buying things and preparing a baby shower and like all this stuff, and now it's like July and it just happened so quickly. And that's kind of a lot of the reason why we just had to kind of halt the podcast altogether while we were figuring out stuff and getting back on her feet. And so now we're very close to the baby being born. And Isla's got some time too, although I feel like, to be fair, you've had time in this gap, and I've just been like,
yeah,
head in the clouds.
Like, but like, it was like, I don't even know how to, but like, I actually, a lot of people probably understand. You stop something and you have every intention of picking it back up, and then every other thing jumps in your way, and you're like, what could be the thing? And we have sat down to record this so many times
over the last six months,
and one of us bailed. And thank goodness we are best friends, and like, we understand that life happens, and we're not killing each other over it. We were literally all set up to record, and you guys can have all the TMI. I had a cyst exploding in my stomach once again, and I literally was like, I'm not signing on. I'm not doing it. And
you could barely like sit up.
Mackie literally was like, don't bother, like, it's not life or death.
It's,
and I was like, okay, I'm really sorry. And like, we were sitting on another time, and Mackie was like, I'm actually going to eat a hot dog right now, like, and I was like, you know what, go eat your hot dog, totally fine.
That's probably actually true. I really like hot dogs.
We just really missed you, and I want that to be known.
We did.
Whether you started listening to us during our hiatus, which, if that's you, I'm so sorry. Like,
Hold on. I want to address. Can we just for a moment address those
people?
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
I know some of you are looking at your podcast subscriptions and you're going, whoa, this podcast that I just started watching randomly after so long had just now put out a new episode. Okay, I want to talk to you. Come closer.
You're
your
probably
radio.
Thinking there's some like good juicy tea in this, and like,
well, that's true.
No,
look, I am so appreciative of every single one of you that I've seen people in the, and this is just the people who joined the Discord, who went in there and were like, hey everyone, is this still a thing? And people are like, yeah, they're still here. And so, you know, there's probably even more people who don't do the Discord thing, who are just listening, and they, you know, they're not like kind of interacting with the community or anything, who are wondering where we went, because we just kind of left with no explanation, and we weren't really big on social media saying what happened. So thank you for binging. I can see the number. And they went down while we were gone, but not as far as they should have. Like, you guys were still, people were still listening, going back and listening to episodes. I saw people writing in that they were re-watching and listening to episodes. You guys are just so good to us, and so thank you so much. Really appreciate all of your support.
We would have understood if you came at us with pitchforks, to be honest. Like,
I mean, I don't say this to be cocky, but I went back and listened to our show, and I watched. I went even farther back to when we used to do video, which again, it takes a tremendous amount of work, just because for the current time, Isla and I are in remote locations. We're not in the same room, the same space when we record. So recording video requires me to have the two of us recorded on screen. And because it's transmitting over the internet, all sorts of lag and internet hits and stuff make things fall out of sync.
So
I have to manually sync the entire show. So it just takes too long to edit. But yeah, like I said, one day when we're not like that, we'll be able to get back to video, because we love the video episodes. But that's all to say, I went back and listened to the episodes, previous episodes, and I'm like, man, this is a good show. Not because it's us, just because we built something that was interactive, and people were doing voicemails and text messages and emails, and there was, it just had so much that we just couldn't walk away from this. So we're not gonna. This is not our, like, all right, our goodbye podcast, where we're just like, okay, we're never gonna
do
this again.
It's not the
breakup. That's obviously, yeah, that's not what it is. Just somebody that I used to know is just funny to me.
Yeah.
Because we are basically somebody that people used to know that are just not around anymore. But it's not because we broke up, I promise. But yeah, this show means a lot to
us. We should have faked the fight.
Oh my God, for publicity? That would have been so good.
We should have dewed ourselves. What the hell?
That would have been such a good idea.
Messed up.
But yeah, so for those of you who have picked this up after it was live, there's a lot of juicy things that we tried to bring into this. We had, you know, segments of bringing in trivia and doing all these things that you obviously already listened to. I don't know why I'm mansplaining the show that you already listened to. And
it's in your nature.
I guess it is. So the thing is, we need to be able to continue to put out content, but our schedules are a little crazy. And so now that I have some time off of work to take care of the newly birthed bebe.
And I will have time off of work to heal my wounds.
Right. So we will be caring for each other emotionally from far away. So we have some time to play with here. And so going back to doing full 3-hour episodes probably is just setting ourselves up for failure, but we don't want to abandon the concept. So we're trying to figure out something new that we can do so that we can continue to make content, continue to talk about Once Upon a Time with the community, but not commit to full feature length movie long podcasts. I don't know. I honestly don't know how we were able to keep up with that for 62 or 3
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, and you have to think this whole project was born in COVID times, which
during
were
COVID, yeah.
So different from where we're at now because there was just more time. There was more time in the day for us. Everything was so different. Harper was so young. You did not have an impending bundle of responsibilities. Like, yeah. It was just so different, and we miss it, and we'll always be thankful for that time, because this would have never started if we did not have that free time. But now we know that it's important to us and we want to prioritize it, so we're just gonna mix that up.
Yeah, we're gonna figure something out.
We also just have a lot to talk about besides Once Upon a Time.
See. By our 18 minutes of
can we also I'm just gonna tell you guys right now, Mackie was worried this was gonna be 5 minutes. He literally was like, okay, like I just want to make sure that we have enough to talk about so it's not just like a 5-minute hi and bye. And I was like, oh, brother, we can't even say hello without it being 17 minutes long. So
that's us. That's why we love doing this. So I feel confident saying this too, in this time that we've spent away, we have talked a lot about the fact that Once Upon a Time is a really beautiful sort of joining of our interests. I mean, a lot of stuff joins our interests because Isla and I are basically the same. But it was a fun thing for us to come together, you know, to
in
say,
a dark time to find out that we had a similar like what was I just trying to say?
Radio is not easy. You just got to keep talking. You just got to keep filling it up.
Interest.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was a crazy time when we were starting it, and we needed an outlet, and that outlet became something we were really passionate about. But we have other things, other formats, other, you know, themes and stuff that we kind of wanted to just be able to talk about, because there was so many times we were like, God, we love Once Upon a Time. It's so fun, but we would love to do a podcast about something else. Like, we would love to just talk about what happened in our day or whatever and find something more organic. So that's another thing that's kind of top of mind, is that if you came here for Once Upon a Time, you know, we're still going to provide some Once Upon a Time content. If you came here for Isla and Mackie, I think the future of our voices on radio is not bleak at all. I think that you're gonna hear from us.
Unfortunately, we're here to stay.
Yeah. So if you didn't come for us and you're only here for the Once Upon a Time content, that's fine too. But we're really a sort of, you know, 3 going on 4 years away from quarantine, have grown a lot, obviously. I think everyone has, you know, everyone's kind of a different person than what they entered, you know, COVID with. And we had that time right after where everyone was still healing from, and not necessarily like a death in the family or something extreme like that. Obviously, the people who went through that, that's horrible. But there's a lot of people who didn't have any like medical impact from when COVID was going on, but
just a mental impact.
These emotional solitude, like people being lonely now, people having to move back in with their parents unexpectedly or move out of the state that they were living because they couldn't afford it. Like it rattled a lot of people's cages. And I feel like we're only now just starting to come out of the other side of that. And we're all different, you know? So that's a really cheesy way just to be like, we're here. We haven't forgotten about each and every one of you. As soon as I put something, I don't know if you got to see the reactions in Discord. It was so sweet to see people so excited just to hear us talking again, that we were coming back and doing a thing. And, you know, I don't even know what it is yet, but at the time of this right now, but like, you know, the fact that we still have people in our corner who care about anything that we have to say is very touching. So again, I'm abusing this applause.
Thank
sound,
you. But thank you.
No. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
For real. Not playing nearly as many sound effects as I thought I would.
And if you've been following us on social media and you've been like, what the hell are these people doing gallivanting all around, doing a bunch of shit and not talking about the podcast? Please know we talked about the podcast at least once a week for the last 6 months.
We really did.
But it was kind of... we had no idea how to address it. And not, but like, it was just so, because we didn't, we weren't done. Yeah. I think that's what it came down to, because every time we were like, we should probably say something. We should probably do something. And we just come to being like, but say what? Because we're not done. We have more to talk about. We have more to do. It kind of feels like we got dropped from a network and we were just waiting to get picked back up by Netflix.
Oh my God. I was just going to say, that is exactly what it feels like. It feels like, yeah, we got canceled and are crowdsourced to try and get picked up on a new network.
Yeah. And we just so happened to get picked up by Max. So prepared for way more shenanigans, basically.
I'm going to pretend this had anything to do with this sound effect.
Well, as of recording, it is the 4th of July, so anything Hamilton related is relevant.
That's true. I like it.
We watched it as a family today. The sing-along version that's on Disney Plus. So
yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, it's good.
As of July 4th, 2023, there's now a sing-along
version
of Hamilton on. If you need the
lyrics for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the lyrics are like the courtesy, just like captions are for the hard of hearing. It's accessibility. It is for the people who always wanted to... What?
Guys, I saw Hamilton.
Oh, that's right. That did happen. I think I did too in that amount of time.
When did you see it? You saw it in January, correct?
We saw it at Dr. Phillips. Was it January? I don't even know what month it was.
I saw it in February at the Boston Opera House. And
yeah, so we saw it in January before you did. Yeah, guys, we saw Hamilton live.
We saw Hamilton. I passed away.
So for those of you who are just now meeting us and wondering, first of all, if you're lasting this long, having just met us and are not here just to hang out,
this is your first episode. It's definitely a weird one.
Thank you. Yeah, this is just our groveling episode to come back and be like, no, don't go anywhere. But yeah, if you know anything about us, you know that Hamilton is, it's not just something that we like. It's not just something that we share. It is a way of life that we walk the way of Hamilton.
We thank our Lord and Savior, Lin-Manuel Miranda, what he has given us.
Basically our religion at this point. so like anything Hamilton is a big deal, not just because of the content, but like everything that it stands for and Lin-Manuel and his sort of pathology around, you know, creating art. So seeing it live was a huge, we didn't unfortunately get to see it live together, which would have been very cool. And also Isla and Bart got us the cutest little baby onesie that I gotta find it, because it's with all her clothes. That said, what did it say?
Young, Scrappy, and Hungry.
Young, Scrappy, and Hungry.
I saw it and I was like, I'm getting this for the baby. And Bart was like, okay. And the line was super long. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get it during intermission. And then Bart went and got it because he's amazing.
Oh, I appreciate you both. HJ is back. I promise to have, that's one thing we are not dropping, the Bluey sound must stay.
Yeah, my kid's not going anywhere, guys, so.
It looks like she's going to be performing a lot more. She's like dancing in the background of this video right now.
Okay.
So cute.
So she thinks she's a YouTube star.
Oh, I love that. She was on her way anyway.
She's vlogging. They're not posting.
Is she
anywhere.
Actually recording stuff? I love this.
Oh, yeah.
I love this so much.
Full vlogs. We have hundreds of them between
Here's
her
the
iPad,
best part.
Bart's phone, my phone. They don't go anywhere, but you know what? She's a star.
I got to tell you something. Social media freaks me out. And for people who happen to have been following me from before I did this podcast, I was much more active on social media, you know, around the COVID time, obviously leading up to COVID, but like, you know, post pandemic, I really started pulling back from that. And it wasn't necessarily baby related, but it was, my anxiety went through the roof and I was keeping up with all that stuff was too much for me. So I really, really pulled back. And so I had a little bit of a love-hate relationship with it for a minute because it was too much. I got to tell you how much I really appreciate, especially now that I'm having a kid, I really appreciate the, at least, like capture video and audio capture culture that we have, even if you don't post it on social media, having all that stuff. What's so cool is that if she ends up doing social media when she's older, of course, by the time that she's of like younger than us, but like, you know, of old teenager to young adult, social media is probably going to be even more blown up than it is now. But she would be able to have these things to choose to show herself and her young, like, can you imagine if I started a vlog where I like showed me doing things from when I was like six? That's amazing content, first of all.
Oh yeah, I will never apologize for having too many pictures and videos, because she turned five last month, and that was the fastest 5 years of my life. Like, seriously. I put her to bed, you know, on her fifth birthday, and I was like, I fully remember giving birth to you in the hospital like it was 12 hours ago, and it was 5 years
it was
like, ago
it was yesterday. Yeah.
And like, I look at pictures of her from when she was so tiny, and I'm like, you were this little, and now she looks at them because now she has like memories and stuff and like has a whole personality, and she goes, wow, that was me as a baby. And I'm like, this is crazy. So now I can't even imagine what it'll be like in another 10 years when she looks back and she's like, I think that she'll be thankful that I recorded, you know, and documented everything.
Not only will she be grateful, but Tara and I were just talking about this the other day. The fact that your memories that young, especially when quite a bit younger than Harper, like when you're 2 and 3, don't really carry into your adult life that much.
Yeah.
Unless someone captures them and you can relive them at an older age. So my dad and my mom especially would, even audio recordings. She has audio recordings of me like singing and playing around and her asking me questions and being a goofball from when I was like 1 and 2 years old. And I used to play them on repeat when I was, you know, in elementary school. And especially, like, we talk about, you know, family vacations and stuff. My first family vacation to Disney World was in 1989. We're not going to talk about that. but it was when I was 2 years old, right? I don't have any memories that I can pull out of me experiencing it, but they recorded every waking minute of the vacation, and I used to play it all the time. And it was like this bond that I had with, because it was one of the few vacations I went on with my brother and my sister, because we all live in different houses, so we didn't vacation that often. And I feel like I have a stronger bond with them because I watched how we were when I was a toddler. Yeah. You know, I was in diapers, and they were messing around with me, and we were like playing at Disney and Kennedy Space Center and all these things because I watched the tape. Yep. So it's not my memories I'm reliving. I'm actually reliving the captured camera moments as my own memories as myself. So I have memories of the parades and of the fireworks and of all these things because I saw it on television.
And I think it'll be even cooler when you're even older, and like, and nobody wants to talk about it, but when, you know, family members eventually pass, like your parents, my parents, stuff like that, when I eventually go, our children will have these things that will be things from our point of view. Like when she sees the video of her, you know, I'll just pick up a Disney vacation because that's what we go on. Like a video of Harper running. I have this video of her from our April trip that we went on where it's just her running to the turnstiles to tap in with her magic man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, to be 4 years old in April in Walt Disney World, like watching this child like have zero care in the world about anything. And I'm like, she'll have that forever. Mm-hmm. That's not forever. Like, that will never change, that one moment, like, and I'll never get it again, and she'll never get it again, but we have it forever. And it's
like,
so
I'm going
to
show a video of me learning how to swim in the pool at Disney to my child.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's awesome. And social media sort of awake, because that was obviously well before social media, but social media awakened this universal capture everything and save it for later, you know, sort of environment and culture.
And my viewpoint over social media has changed drastically over the last 6 months, like since we've even recorded. I have pulled so much off just because I think that family and like children online needs to be handled differently, like just personally, and I don't judge anybody for how they handle it, but I have just changed my mind about a lot of it. But I haven't changed how I've been documenting and continuing to do it. Like, I still write things down in my notes app or in a notebook like I would a caption for something, because I'm just somebody that doesn't shut up, obviously. fucking clearly. So like my captions were always like little mini stories. And I have a whole thing on my notes app from before Harper was born. It was when I was pregnant, and it's every caption I've ever written about her. But they're not
they're not
captions. They're like literally, hold on, I have it right here because just I obviously like blurb just wrote
phrases.
Her
I love that so much.
Birthday one. But I literally like I have the one from you were made with nothing except absolute love, Harper Jane. You're perfect. Everything proves it. Life before right now ceases to exist. And you are our new dream, our greatest adventure. Here's to our happiest beginning. Like that's the day she was born. I have that forever.
Oh, I love that.
And then I have all of her little months like in my app. 1 month, 2 months, 3 years. And now I have years. I'm up to 5 years old where I write, you know, her her interests, her loves, her dislikes, like what she is good at. And it's just...
It goes by so fast. Guys, I'm going to have a kid coming soon.
I'm just so excited that now...
This is so crazy.
Children are not for everyone. And I fully respect everybody's decision, what they do. If you have 10 children, I do think that you are a little loco. And that is okay. And if you decide to have zero children, I also think that that's okay. But the fact that Mackie and Taryn are having a baby and it's a girl, a girl gang. There's a video out there of when they told me that they were having a baby and I was eating cheese.
That's true. In your kitchen, yeah.
I sprinted around like a chicken with my head cut off. And then when they told me it was a girl and I lost it, that was it for me.
Yes,
it
you
was
did.
Game over. I'm so excited for this baby. And I just know that you guys are going to be the best parents. And we're going to get to raise our children. And Harper's going to get to be this like bitchy older sister cousin a little baby.
I am very excited. And it's starting to really hit. Like everything's ready. Nursery's ready. Like the very last
thing.
Like
I said, you're in the any day is the day.
Bag is packed. The very last thing that we need is the car seat, which is coming in 2 days. So baby shower's done. We have, you know, pretty much we have like a full room full of clothes and headbands and like all sorts of things, right? Strollers got crib is all set up. Bassinet's coming tomorrow. Very last things are here, like it's there imminent. We still have a couple things that we have to build in there that they're here. They're just still in the box,
Right. But even if you didn't get to it before she was born, it's shit that she doesn't even know exists.
She can't even see
like a foot in front of her when she comes out.
Yeah.
So
the safety stuff, the like stuff that she needs to eat, she needs to be safe when traveling. She needs, it's all done.
Yeah. She needs a car seat and a place to sleep and some diapers.
Yeah.
And
that's really it. It's like here. It's not, coming. It feels like November was, like you said, it was like yesterday. Although we got to 30 weeks and then we were like, oh my God, every day feels like it's 6 days. Like, why is it taking so long?
Poor Taryn. Oh my God.
She is doing the thing that every woman does.
She's
in the
brave. She's strong. Yeah. She's beautiful. She's smart. We love her.
She's struggling. She's very strong. She's doing a truly amazing job. And honestly, I truly don't understand how any woman does this. I don't, like, it's so much suffering and so much, like, it's, so imagine even being sick. Like, people get sick for, like, a long, like, not chronic illness, but, like, having a cold or something. Like, you're uncomfortable. You have the flu. Like, oh, this sucks. Like, it's gonna suck for, like, 5 days. This is months.
10 months.
Of, like cramps and you can't sleep and like all these, and I'm just like, I don't know. And then why do you voluntarily do it a second time or a third time? Like,
can't relate.
That's amazing to me. Amazing. And truly, I mean, I don't say that in like a why would you shouldn't. I just mean like you do it and then you raise some of you, let's just clarify, raise these really beautiful children, who are just like, I watch it all the time. Like kids who are really kind and really sweet and like, and there's what, 3-4 of them. And then you and your husband and it's just like.
It is the only pain in the world that is like the greatest pain that you could ever go through. And not even 5 minutes later, you would say, I would do this again.
It's very wild.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as I was done giving birth, I was like, that was the hardest thing I've ever done. I don't know how it could be topped. I could do it again. Yeah. If it was the same outcome, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I would do anything to get her.
Mm-hmm.
And Taryn is just killing it. And, like, I need to say again, Taryn is truly killing it. Like, she's not just pregnant. She's hustling. She's, like, doing all of this stuff. And I'm just like, I applaud you, woman. You're so great.
Yeah, it's I am in awe every single day. So yeah, we have a few mothers I know that we have in our community that listen to us. So shout out to you too.
Shout out to the moms. Happy belated Mother's Day. Happy belated Father's Day.
Father's Day. Yeah, we missed.
Happy birthday to everyone.
Yeah, we missed some birthdays. We missed actor birthdays that we would get people emailing us.
Non-denominational well wishes to you all.
Also that, yep. To domestic partners and
Happy Pride. We missed that. We missed Happy whole month Pride. For Pride. Jeez.
Oh shoot, that was a few days ago. We missed the whole month. That's true. From what I can see, the social media on the few Once Upon a Time actors that we follow are kicking it, doing well. Lana's great. What's his
I
name?
I sent Adam, Becky Bailey Madison TikTok yesterday.
Oh my god. What did you put the Bailey Madison supremacy? I think was the
caption. Because it was when she was in Brothers with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Toby Maguire.
That
movie is so intense. I think we played that scene on the air
to show one of how talented Bailey Madison is, because oh my gosh.
And honestly, the last 30 seconds of just naming those people makes me miss this show so much. It's like, right? I miss it. And
did you see that Josh Dallas and Guinea Good went to Disneyland, and Guinea Good captioned her Instagram Disney adults?
Oh, really?
Iconic. I love them.
Let's go, Guinea. Get it. Snaps. Snaps for Guinea Good. Oh, man.
Oh, wait. You know what? While we're here, have you watched any good TV shows?
That's a great question. Absolutely. Okay, so I started, which has since been off the air, I started How to Get Away with Murder. That's what we're the most obsessed with right now. Viola Davis, which is such, if Queen. You haven't seen it at all or you skipped it, go watch that one. It's really, really good. I don't remember if this was on the air or not, but I finished Lucifer. I'm pretty sure we got that on the air.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe. What else am I watching? I am rewatching. So right now I'm like emotionally very weird for dads, right? Like, or especially new dads. It's like a lot of, you get a lot of imposter syndrome because you feel a lot of feels, but I feel very much like I can't feel them because she's going through all of the hard stuff. So for me to be like, oh, I'm nervous. Like, shut up. You don't have an alien in your body. But because of all of those, I've had to sort of resort to my comfort stuff.
Yes.
I need to kind of reroute, you know, again. So I started rewatches of a lot of my favorite shows. Leverage, Friday Night Lights is the one I'm doing right now, which I do not regret. I found not one, but two different podcasts from actors from the show. It is. And I'll tell you why. It's a stupid story, but it is the show. When I was married once before, which some people know, I have to say that because people get freaked out. I was married once before. And when I got divorced, that was like the thing I was watching on TV to get back on my feet, just because it was like The West Wing. It like had a lot of emotional, you know, pieces in it that I needed to feel, you know, again, of like hope and stuff. So that one is sort of special to me. But I found two podcasts from actors from the show, two different pairs of podcasts that are doing. So if you watch Friday Night Lights, the guy who plays Jason Street and Matt Saracen have one, and the girl who plays Mindy and Billy have a separate one together, and they kind of cross over to each other's shows talking about their time on the set and like whatever. Anyway, that is the show famously that launched Michael B. Jordan's career, because that was the thing that like made him famous, because he was like in the last three seasons of the show, there's a whole thing where the school split up or whatever, and Michael B. Jordan becomes like the freshman new main character that the coach of the football team is trying to like pick up off the streets and, you know, make a athlete out of him and whatever, and he's amazing, and that's the first thing I ever saw him in, and then now of course he's the superstar that he is. Besides Friday Night Lights, also The Good Place, courtesy of Ira Sikorsky, who has made me start that rewatch several times just from suggesting clips and being like, remember how good this show is? I'm like, damn it, yes, I need to watch it right now. I started Stranger Things, but because I'm watching those other things, I'm trying to like catch up with that.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. It's not clinging to me. I understand the hype. It's just I don't have enough to... It's because it's stupid Lucas. I can't stand him. So
I feel the same way. I was really into the first, I think it was two seasons. And I don't... Okay, so full transparency.
I respect it.
I have fallen off the TV bandwagon.
Completely?
Almost completely. It's because reading has so much more detail That's true. I am having the hardest time connecting with any TV show. We just tried to start The Bear season two, which I know is a phenomenal show. Season one was amazing. I love Jeremy Allen White, the guy that plays the, you know, the chef. I couldn't. I was like, this is, I was bored. But I will say, I watched like White Lotus. I don't think I was watching last time that we recorded.
That's right.
Amazing. That was everything to me. Jennifer Coolidge, she is a top tier person for me. I think that she's amazing. But the entire Aubrey Plaza was amazing in White Lotus season two. Theo James, again, he plays the most incredible villain. I need more evil from Theo James. Season one was great too, but that was a couple of years ago. And The Summer I Turned Pretty. I've made that my entire personality again. Because, again, it's based on books by Jenny Han, my queen from my middle and high school days. Season two is coming out next week, and I'm really excited. So I rewatched season one again. I'm rewatching Lucifer again because it's good. And then I'm also considering a Good Place rewatch for the vibes because it's so good. And then I need to say a movie that I watched. First of all, I'm excited for the Barbie movie. We're going opening night. Margot Robbie forever. Second, The Menu. Have you seen it?
No.
Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit. And she also plays Princess Peach in the new Mario movie, which we did go see.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That
was very good. The Mario movie was good. We now own it, and we've seen it about 32 times.
I need to watch that one, too. I missed that one completely.
But The Menu is on... What are we watching on? HBO Max? I think we watched it on HBO Max.
It's called Max now.
I don't give a shit. It was such a good thriller.
Nice.
And I love The Menu. The Menu, yes. And then lovely recommendations. Also reading so many books, but I would just like to talk about ACOTAR for a minute.
I was going to say, you're in your elf era right now.
Listen,
so
I have,
we should probably talk about that.
Guys, I have ears.
You do.
They're silicone ears.
You do. Both you and Kim.
I'm committed.
You look great.
ACOTAR to me is what Harry Potter was to me growing up. That is how deeply I feel about the series, and it's being turned into a TV show. Possibly.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody is got this on their lips right now.
So these books have been out
since
like 2014 or something, and I don't touch shit like this for some reason. I always told people I'm just not into the fantasy stuff. You know, like Game of Thrones. You know, I'm just not. It's not me. I've been lying this entire time. I'm ready to come clean. And truly, it's because I can't handle these types of worlds because I get so hyperfixated on them that it becomes really weird anime kid in the back of the science class. And I've just been lying all this time. Like, I would not start Game of Thrones because I knew it would become a problem. And I was like, I'm gonna, you know, I'll try. Kim bought me ACOTAR, the first one, A Court of Thorns and Roses. And it was like, I just really think that you would like it. And I was like, I don't like stuff like that. I was lying through my fucking teeth. And the first 80 pages were honestly not great. So I was like, oh, I can read this and I won't be that into it. It'll be like a book, but it, you know, it's my entire personality. I'm getting a tattoo.
I love it.
And then I read Fourth Wing, which is the Fourth Wing nobody will not talk about. Like, that has taken over the book world by a storm. You can't even find it. It's been out of stock for like a month now. Like, it's
actually
crazy.
Amazing that books have taken over the book
reading
world.
Reading is back. Reading is cool.
Dominating
again.
Media. Like, everybody in their stories is like, what's your favorite books? I've read 14 in the last 2 months. And I would like to say that you were on that train way before anybody that I knew.
Anybody. I have to derail this whole entire conversation. I'm so sorry.
Oh, good.
I forgot about my biggest, happiest update.
What's your biggest, happiest update?
Can you please hold for 1 moment?
Oh my God, that's right. It's a visual update, but we don't have video to show. Oh, the microphone fell down.
Guys.
The clunk from the microphone.
There's no video.
All right, let's see. Okay, let's see. If we can.
But I would like to introduce... Really, Honey Lemon Sikorsky. Can you say hi, baby? Did you hear her? She said hi.
Oh, she did. She did. Okay, it's in the recording. She's a little kitty cat.
I have a cat.
Like the cutest cat alive, too.
So to fully describe how bad my mental health has been on the decline for the past 6 months, it got to the point where I literally said, we're getting a cat. And Bart was like, we're getting a cat.
It's a mental health cat.
I applied to so many rescues and finally one got back to us and was like, you're approved. So I was like, we're getting a cat. Like, this is happening. We're getting a kitten. So excited. And then they emailed us and they were like, you can only get two. And I was like, oh, listen, I'm ill mentally, but not that bad yet. Like, we've not gotten to these lengths. No, I don't want that. So my crazy ass went on Craigslist at 3 o'clock in the morning. This house is insane. Everybody's yelling. I went on Craigslist at 3 o'clock in the morning and I angrily was like, kittens. And this one woman posted and she was like, I have two kittens left, one male, one female. And I saw this dirty little gray cotton ball and I was like, that's my cat. So I immediately emailed her and I said, hi, I would like your female cat. Please call me in the morning as soon as you wake up. Thank you. At 3:30 in the morning. Imagine opening your email when you open your eyes and you see this deranged lady demanding that you call her. Guess what she did? She called me and she was like, hey, are you the girl from Craigslist? And I was like, are you going to give me my cat? And she was like, yes, I can meet you in the McDonald's parking lot at 2:30. And I asked no questions and said yes. And Bart and I showed up at 2:30 in the afternoon in a McDonald's parking lot and drug dealed our cat. And she was just a tiny little 8 week old kitten baby. And her name is Honey Lemon, after Honey Lemon from Big Hero 6, because my little Harper Jane is a woman in STEM and she's a aspiring scientist. So it fit perfectly. This cat is my emotional support animal. Truly. I love her. She sleeps on my desk while I work every day. Her and Harper call their sisters. Harper says that she's a big sister now. And they sleep together and she's a cuddler and she's crazy. She fits perfectly into this family and I'm so happy and I love her so much. I could talk about Honey Lemon forever.
So freaking cute, man. I love her. I love that.
Okay, like, even if you're not a cat person, you're going to look at her and you're going to go, oh my God, cute cat.
If you need an excuse to join the Discord, we have a channel in the Discord dedicated to people just posting pictures of animals. So if you're that kind of person who like just finds enjoyment in even just looking at them, this would be a great time to join the Discord. They are all linked in the descriptions, I hope. I don't know how this still works. Is that even the same as when we left?
Could be.
It feels like I fell asleep in like a cryogenic chamber and I woke up and it's like 2042 and I'm like, how do podcasts work? There's things in the description, I'm sure. But yeah, the Discord is the place that is the spot where all the partying is happening.
Thanks to everybody else. We're showing up again to the party. But thank you again to everybody who has been hanging out in this Discord and not being mean and just genuinely being like, we're here in any form. It means more than you probably know.
Yes, it really does. So I guess that's it on our We're Back tour.
For now.
The next time that you hear from us, hopefully, we will come back on and do some form of a new, not a new show, but a new chapter of this same show. We will talk to you guys about it on Discord and some of our social media, and we'll see how we're feeling. And very soon, we'll have a new little addition to the SBC family, and then we'll have some time to chat about our favorite TV show together, which was always the plan.
Yay!
Still crazy to say that.
Nobody can see me smiling over here. I'm like, you are, acknowledging you. And
you are super giddy. do you remember how to outro this show?
No.
Because I sure don't. What I'll
hit
tell
it.
You is, what we are going to do is, I hit the wrong button. We are going to at least play the music that will give you the feels, even if we're not saying the things that will give you the feels.
I'm going to ad-lib this.
I don't even know what to expect, so let's see how this is going to play out. I like
wow,
it.
Wow, guys, we came back from a 6-month-plus hiatus, and you're still here listening. And for that, thank you. Gracias.
Thank you.
Merci. Jem Kuya.
Oh, was that Polish?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I like it.
If you are not on the Discord, please join it, because it's a party even when we're not there, like I literally just fucking said. If you leave us a 5-star review, it's not deserved, but we appreciate it all the same. We do have a phone number. I don't know what that phone number is anymore.
Okay, we actually have to talk about that for a second, because the phone number has been cut off.
They cut us off. That was rude.
It's just because we've been gone for a minute. So we will reinstate the phone number when we come back. So if you've been calling that because you heard it on a previous episode and it hasn't connected to anything, that's why. But we're going to get that rehooked up when we actually come back and do the content so that we can start up our voicemails and stuff again.
And you know, that's it. I think
we do have an email though, and that's not cut off.
Okay.
The SBC. I'm informing Isla of the things. It's the SBCpod@gmail.com. I'm fully cheating because I pulled up a script from a previous episode.
Yeah, I could see the white on your glasses. So
I'm like super bright.
You're good.
So SBCpod@gmail. SBCpod is also on Instagram. There's nothing on there. I mean, there's like five things on there.
You should follow our other Instagrams. There's a lot more information over there.
That's true. I am Mackie Mouse Media on Instagram.
I'm Isla Sikorsky. Also on Goodreads, really, where I'm probably updating more than any other form of social media at this point.
Yeah, so. Hey y'all, go friend Isla on Goodreads. And then there's like an outro that we say at the end of every episode, and if you're listening to this, you probably just heard it, or you can just go listen to the last episode and do that. We didn't do that before we started recording, so we're just going to say some other stuff instead.
Okay, live, laugh, love.
Do that. And also stay rumple and stay gold, because that's a thing I remember
yes,
that we did.
Yes, and all magic comes with a price.
Oh, that's right. And all shows come with a podcast, I guess.
Thanks for making us yours.
Oh my God, that's right.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love, and stay gold. All right, see you in the Enchanted Forest. Bye.
Well.
Oh, we are a mess. Guess that hasn't changed.